Mishnah begins telling us that Basil Nisa is the Yom HaRevi, and the Gemara mentions the following additional nafkamina. It cites the Mishnah and Daflan Zayin Amad Aleph, that what happens if Yigia Hazman v'lo Nisa? In the time of the Mishnah, certainly there was a significant lapse between Erisin and Nisuin. Erisin already took place, and somehow already years' time has passed, and the Nisuin did not yet occur. So the Mishnah tells us in Daflan Zayin that already at that time, Ochlos Mishalo, the Chiyuv Mizonos, which normally kicks in at the time of Nisuin, Midrabanan, the Chachamim impose a Chiyuv Mizonos. If you look at that Mishnah and Daflan Zayin, the Mishnah goes a step further and tells us that according to the earlier decision, what we refer to as the Mishnah Rishona, not only Ochlos Mishalo, but even Va'ochlos Betruma, if the husband is a Kohen, already at that point in time, Mishnah Rishona says that she is allowed to eat Truma. And the Mishnah continues and tells us that Bezdin Shel Achrehen Amru, what we refer to as the Mishnah Achrona, said that is not the case. True, there is a Chiyuv Mizonos, however, Ein Ha'isha Cheles Betruma Ad Shetikanes L'Chupa. So everyone agrees that if it reaches the time of Higia Hazman Plonisa, so certainly there is a Chiyuv Mizonos, and the Machlokis between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona, whether in fact she is allowed to eat truma or whether she is not. Of course, our Gemara cites the Mishnah Rishona, Ochlos Mishalo, Va'ochlos Betruma. First, dealing with the Chiyuv Mizonos. Why is it that if in fact Higia Hazman Vlonisa, already Ochlos Mishalo, there is a Chiyuv Mizonos? One could understand that in one of two very different ways. One very simply is that this is clearly a Knas de Rabbanon imposed against the Baal. He's expected to undergo Nisuin at an earlier time. He's dragging his feet. He doesn't do so. So therefore, there is an Knas which the Chachamim impose. And therefore, how would you understand the Hemshech of the Gemara? The question is, under what conditions did the Chacham impose this Knas? What happens if it was no direct fault, right, of the Baal? What happens if Chalahu or Chosahi or Persanida? What happens if there is an Ones, for example? Is there a Knas in such an instance? Or in fact, is there not? That's how you understand the Hemshech, the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. We once discussed, when we were talking about this, or for example, of Baal Yiram Bai Matzeh, the Gemara cites in Sachim, Daf Chav Chesem Adveiz, and Daf Chav Tesem Adaleph, the Machlokas of Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Shimon, regarding the concept of Chomesh of Lava Pesach. Rabbi Yudin writes, it's an Issa Daraisa, Chomesh Lava Pesach. And we assume the halacha like the view of Rabbi Shimon, that's not true. It's only a Knas de Rabbanon, because one violated Baal Yiram Bai Matzeh. That's the Knas of Chomesh Lava Pesach. So there is a known Shuvas Rabbi Keveger in Simen Ches. Rabbi Keveger writes the following Kiddush, that if it's only a Knas de Rabbanon because you violated Baal Yiram Bai Matzeh, apparently you see from here a great Kiddush, that certain Knasos not only apply B'mezid, but they apply even in cases of B'shogeg as well. And then Rabbi Keveger goes a step further. What's the case of Shogeg, of Baal Yiram Bai Matzeh? Normally it means that a person is unaware that he owned the chametz. One could understand shogeg as follows. A person absolutely knows he possesses chametz of Pesach, but he never heard of this Baal Yiram Bai Matzeh. But a normal case of shogeg, that's how it's presented in Shulchan Aruch and Taf Mem Ches, is a case where no, the person wasn't even aware that he possessed the chametz. What's that called? Rabbi Keveger writes, that's even more than shogeg. That's called mamish misasek, where the person does not even realize that there is in fact a Maisa Aveira. So Rabbi Keveger writes the following Kiddush, that you see from that Knas of Chomesh Lava Pesach that the Chachamim sometimes go out of their way, and not only are Kones cases of Mezid, even Shogeg, sometimes Mamish, even a case of Misasek. Rabbi Keveger writes his Kiddush LaHalacha, that apparently you see from that that Misasek is called a Maisa Aveira. Because if Misasek would not be a Maisa Aveira at all, how is it possible that Chachamim can create a Knas in that case? We're going to have to discuss one of the main issues in the Sugya and Daf Gimel, the question of Ones. To what extent is Ones considered to be a Maisa Aveira? To what extent is Ones Rachmana Patri simply considered to be a Ptur Onshin? Or no, it's completely considered to be a Hafkasa Maisa, not a Maisa Aveira whatsoever. If you understand the Gemara Kapshuta, that here, Higia Hazman simply is a Knas, and now the Gemara is raising the issue in a case where, for example, it's an Ones, and because of that, the Baal did not undergo Nisuin, a great chiddush. The Gemara now is willing to assume that perhaps there's a chiyuv knas even in cases of onus as well. That's one possibility in understanding the Gemara, that very simply, a knas d'rabbanan imposed against the Baal. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, of Asun Isay Siyom Ravi, that if in fact, Higia Hazman Kodem Yom Ravi, at that point there is not yet a chiyuv mezonos until Yom HaRavi. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, by telling us Asun Isay Siyom Ravi. What's the other possibility? Perhaps, no, this is not considered to be a simple case of knas, but rather, as we pointed out, multiple possibilities of the definition of nisuin. Right? Erisin was clear. Keser Shtarovim. What is nisuin? So maybe one could argue the following chiddush, that at least midrabanan, higia hazman is considered to be kinesu adami. Enochinami. What motivated the chachamim to create such a halacha, at least this takana drabanan, is the fact that the husband somehow is not willing to undergo nisuin. But the Chacham declared very simply, not just merely a knas in the limited effect of chiyuv mezonos, but maybe much more than that, that al pidin, the Chachamim have already declared she is considered to be innocent. If you look, for example, at the Tosus Nivamas, the Tosus and Daf Mem Aleph Mabez and the Ramaskal Amad, Tosus explicitly uses the language of knas. Tosus writes that Ktsas Nira, the machmas knas shekansu chachamim shelo kansa. This is clearly a knas derabanan because the failure of the Baal to go ahead with nisuin. And if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, later in the Masechta, on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei Maaskel V'I, the Shita Mekubetzes refers you to the chiddush of the Ra'ah. Normally speaking, mizonos always goes hand in hand with an additional chiyuv, with the halacha of maisi adayim. The husband is obligated to support his wife. In turn, there's an entitlement. He is entitled to maisi adayim. We will assume the halacha, for example, the woman has a right to say ein mizonos veniosa. What happens if her maisi adayim far exceeds the chiyuv mizonos? Therefore, she can argue no need to support, and the maisi adayim is considered to be hers. Shita Kubetzes raises this issue. If higia hazman, it's explicit, ochlos mishalo, there's a chiyuv mezonos. What about maisi adayim? Does the Baal have that zchus, or does he not? So the Ra'ah writes explicitly that eino zoche b'maisi adayim. There's a chiyuv mezonos, but he is not entitled to any benefit of maisi adayim. Why is that true? Poshav shat, because again, it's not that the Chum declared that she is considered to be a nesua as far as Chusei Mammon is concerned, and therefore what is true of Mizono should also be true of Maisi Adayim as well. This is merely a knas the Rabbana and the Chum are imposing because of failure to the Baal to undergo Nisuin, and therefore it's only to his detriment, it's not to his betterment, and the Chus that normally goes hand in hand with Mizono's, Maisi Adayim, would not apply at all. If you take up the Rush is in Yevamos, in Perek Dalid, in Simin Chafei, the Rush also assumes that this is a somewhat unique instance where there is a chiyuv mezonos, but there's no schus of Maisi Adayim. But again, Mufurish, this is the sheet of the Ra'ah, Ksuvas Dav Kuv Zayin Webeis. If you look elsewhere in Shita Mekubetzes, in the Sugyan Ksuvas and Dav Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, right, in that case, with the Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona, so here the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the second Shita. Number one, there's a Chiyuv Mezonos. And the Shita Mekubetzes adds, it's not only a Chiyuv Mezonos, but also there's a Chiyuv to support the wife, to clothe the wife, the normal Chiyuvim of Nisuin kick in at that time. And the Shita Mekubetzes writes, it's a Davar Poshut, that the Baal now has the Schus of Maisi Adayim and also Mitziyasa. Whatever schusei mamon would normally apply at the time of nisuin, that also applies in this instance as well. So Mefurish 2 days in Shita Kobetzes, the Shita Daf Nun Zayin and the Shita and Daf Kuf Zayin, right, as to whether this is simply a knas derabanan merely regarding mezonos or no. Enochinami, that was part of the motivation of the Chachamim, but the Geder Hadin kinesu adamia, and therefore enochinami, it goes way beyond the halacha of simple mizonos itself. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Mechelkes Mechelke, it's found in Evan Ezer, in Simin, Samach Aleph, Sivkot and Beis, there the Chelkes Mechelke assumes that yes, that the Baal has the schus of Maisi Adayim, You can take a look. There's a more lengthy discussion in our Sameach of Hilchasishus Peregiud Halacha Yates. There also is an interesting diuk in the Chedushe HaRashba, found in Kedushin and Afheim Aleph, where the Rashba also seems to imply that Hagas HaZman, not just a knas of mizonos, but rather it's considered to be kinesu adam. Rashba is bothered by the following kasha. There the Gemara mentions, in Kedushin and Daf Hei, that kesef eino machil betruma. That if all you had was a kinyan kesef, erisin, eino machil betruma. So that is a kula, weakness, so to speak, of the kinyan kesef. So the Gemara immediately asks, is that really true? Kesef eino machil betruma? That's not true. Midaraisa, arusa bas Yisrael, achelas betruma. We discussed this as well, that Rashi and Kedushin, Daf Yudam Abayis, arusa bas Yisrael achelas betruma. It's only a din derabanan that an arusa does not eat truma. But if you're talking about what is accomplished by the kinyan kesev, so how can the Gemara say that kesev eino machel betruma? The Gemara says, v'ha amar lula, dvar Torah, arusa bas Yisrael achelas betruma. That's the kasha of the Gemara and Kedushin and Daf Hei. So the Rashba is very bothered. The Gemara suggested that erisin, the kinyan kesev, is insufficient for truma. Insufficient for truma. So the Gemara says, that's not true. V'hamar ula. So the Rashba is bothered by the following. Why does the Gemara quote the statement of ula? What's wrong with arsug, you know? The Mishnah, Daf Nun Zayin. Higia hazman. Kashli, the Rashba writes. Amai shavik masnisin diktani perakaf alpi. Higia hazman velo nisu. Ochos mishlav, ochos betruma. If the Gemara wants to prove that you're allowed to eat truma, even though all you have is a kinyan kesef, what do you have to quote ula v'amora for? It's a mishnah meforeshes. Higia hazman, she's allowed to eat truma. So the Rashba answers the following chiddush, that look, it's true. But ula is much more explicit. Ula adifa. Ula states explicitly, arusa bas Yisrael achelas b'tshuma, black and white. So it's explicit in Ula. So the Gemara prefers quoting Ula Shita. And then the Rashba adds the following, because the ila masnisin, because if you're going to quote the Mishnah, there the Mishnah says, eina achelas ad shiyagia zmana. No, you're not allowed to eat immediately after Nisurin. No, you have to wait the window of time of yagia hazman. And here the Rashba writes, an ikala meimar, She'ena ocheles machmas kaspa, ela mipnei hagazmana. That's the chiddush the Rashba writes. And maybe you could have understood in the Mishnah, she's not eating because of the kinyan kesef of erisin, she's eating because of higia hazman. That's the chiddush that the Rashba writes. So we normally think of the following. We'll have to discuss in a minute. Achilas truma. But we normally understand that to mean that midaraisa. Of course she's allowed to eat truma, because kesef is machil. It's just that midrabanan, as we'll soon see, there's certain concerns. So if it's higia lazman, somehow those concerns are resolved. If you ask me though, why is she eating? Obviously, she's eating because of the kinyan kesef. The Rashba writes, no. Right? If all you had was the Mishnah, you could have said that eino cheles machmas kaspa, but why is she eating? Because higia hazman itself is the machayev. No? That seems to indicate that again, higia hazman is not just simply a knas when it comes to chiyuv mezonos. That higia hazman is a form of nisuin. So therefore the Rashba writes, if the Gemara wants to prove that kesef allows her to eat, so very good, the Gemara quotes Ula, Rusa Bas Yisrael Achelas Betruma. Because if you only had the Mishnah of Higia Hazman, you could have understood that the Mishnah is telling you that she can only eat Truma after Nisuin. And Higia Hazman is a form, Daraisa Drabanan, of Nisuin. Is there any possibility whatsoever to argue that Higia Hazman is not only not simply a Knas, but it's Kinesu Adamya, not only when it comes to a din derabanan, but even when it comes to a din deraisa? So that's what I wanted you to see, the sugi nedarim, and that find gimel mud beis. There the Gemara is discussing the schus hafara, a bogeres shoshasa yud beis chodesh. So again, Erisin took place, Nisuin did not. So Rabbi Eliezer says, a great Chiddush, Ho Ubala Chayv Ben Azonoseha, Yafer. Since there already is a Chi of Mizonos, Higia Hazman, now he has a Schus Hafar. And the Chayim say, absolutely not. Then Ein HaBal Mefer, Ad Shtikon, Ester Shusa. Hafara, you need Nisuin. But Rabbi Eliezer maintains that Higia Hazman already creates a Schus Hafar. How can that be? So the Gemara quotes Rabba Shita, and then the Gemara quotes the Shita of Abaye. So Rabba writes the following, Amar Rabba, that Rabbi Eliezer, that Yigia Hazman, creates a Schus Hafara, and Umishna Rishona, and the Mishna Rishona that our Gemara quotes, of Ochlus Betruma, Amru Dabar Echad. They're identical Shitas. That's an incredible Chiddush, that if you allow her to eat Truma, so therefore the Baal has a Schus Hafara. That's what Rabbah writes. If you hold like the Mishnah Achrona, that it's only a Chiyu Mizonos, but she's not allowed to eat Truma, good, so then one could argue that the Chiyu Mizonos is not Kinesu Adamya. Simple, Knas de Rabbanan imposed upon the Baal. But she can't eat Truma, and certainly the Baal is not going to have a Schus Hafara. But if you hold like the Mishnah Rishona, what are Gemara quotes? Ochlos Mishalov, Ochlos Petruma. What right does he have to eat a truma? It must be, it's considered to be kinesu adamya, and therefore hu hadinami a schus hafara. That's an unbelievable shita of Rabba. There's a schus hafara midaraisa after higia hazman. And what basis? Our sugya. Why is that such a chiddush what Rabba says? Isn't that obvious? That's what Rabbi Lezer says. No, yafer, schus hafara. So Abaye writes that no velohi, you can't equate that Mishnah Nedarim Dafayin Gimel with our sugya. The chiyuv mizonos and achilas truma has nothing at all to do with schus hafara. Why? One could envision that there's a schus hafara even without a chiyuv mizonos, or one could envision the opposite is true, that there's a chiyuv mizonos without a schus hafara. Abaye says they don't go hand in hand. Why? A chiyuv mizonos without a schus hafara is obvious. A chiyuv mizonos, good, the chum imposed. Schus hafara, you need a schus daraisa. Now that requires nisuin. And yagia azman is not considered to be daraisa kinesu adamya. And what about the opposite possibility? That maybe there's a schus hafara without achilas truma? So Abaye says, no, that's based on the statement of Rav Pinchas. Because Rav Pinchas says the following. The kol hanoderes, al das bagli hinoderes. Hafaras adarim is a separate halachi entirely. Let's assume, for example, one day in Iran, a person makes a neder al tanai. I make a neder and I state explicitly, al menashe yirtzeh ploni. So of course he has the right to say yes or say no. But that technically is a schus hafara. That's a built-in condition to the neder. So Abaye says, that's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer did not mean to say that Higia Zman, Dindaraisis Kinesu Adamya, no. But it was predicated on the statement of Rapinches, Kol Hanoderes Adas Baili Hinoderes, and Umdana, to the extent that if in fact she is supported by the husband, so therefore we will presume that when she makes a neder, again we're talking about the type of neder that affects the Baal, Beno Benedid Reinui, so therefore she is only creating that neder Almanash Yirtzavali. But Enochinami, one could certainly envision that Schus Hafari, yes, because Kol HaNoderes Adas Baili HaNoderes Mashen Keino Achilash Truma. So according to the Chiddush of Abaye, you can't prove anything from the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer regarding Hafara, because even Rabbi Eliezer just simply meant it's comparable to a neder Altnai Kol HaNoderes Adas Baili HaNoderes. But according to Rabbi, that's not true. Rabbi assumed that Hafaras Nedarim is not a Yotzim and a Klal, a separate halach of Kol HaNoderes. That no, whatever is true of Truma will be true of Schusei Hafara. That means Mikar Hadin. Rabbi Eliezer is willing to consider Higia Hazman as a form of Nisuin, at least when it comes to certain elements of Yishus. That's a great Chiddush. And this is only true, Rabbi says, according to the Mishnah Rishona. If you hold like the Mishnah Achrona, where it's just a chiyuv mizonos, but she can eat truma, so obviously in no shape or form is a kinesu adamya. All it is a knas. So the knas is just a chiyuv mizonos. But if you assume that no, higia hazman allows her to eat truma, no, she's a bas Yisrael, the husband is a kohen, so that means there's much more to higia hazman than just simply the knas derabanan. Right? We were suggesting that maybe midrabanan for schusei mamon is considered to be kinesua. For example, ma'aseh adayin, the Shita Mekubetzes says. Here you see Rabbi Shita, right? Rabbi is assuming this is true on a level of daraisa when it comes to schusei hafar. This is crucial simply in understanding, right, the Mishnah that our Gemara quotes. He higia hazman v'lo nisleis, so good ochos mishalo achiv mezonos. But the Mishnah Rishona that our Gemara quotes, even achilas truma, how do you understand it? How do you understand that there can be a skus of truma simply based on higia hazman? So here there are several possibilities. So one possibility is Rabbi Shita. Good? And that is the Mishnah Rishon assumes higia hazman is kinesu adamya, and therefore you can eat truma, and there's even a schus hafara. And the Mishnah Achron assumes absolutely not. You cannot eat truma. There certainly is no schus hafara. Perhaps again, gufa for this reason, that the chiyum mezonos is not because kinesu adamya. Perhaps again, extreme position, that is only considered to be like the chiyuv knasa, nothing more. That's how you understand, according to Rabba, in the sugi nedarim and daf ayin gimel adnes. If you look at that sugi in ksuvis, and daf nun zayin, and daf nun ches, the Gemara quotes a couple technical possibilities to understand the machlokis between the Mishnah Rishona and the Mishnah Achrona. The Gemara ksuvis and daf nun zayin adnes quotes the Chiddush of Ula. What do you mean, higia hazman? Dvar Torah, Rusa bas Yisrael, achelas betruma. You don't need nisuin. Mikir hadin, all you need is eris. So why is it that you need something more? So that's the machlokas amarai. Machlokas between Ula and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Ula is of the opinion we're afraid of Shemetashke. You're going to give your wife, who is still beveis haviha, not beveis habal, truma. You know what she's going to do? She's going to share it with the members of her household. They're not entitled to eat. She's entitled to eat midaraisa. Arusa bas Yisrael, achelas betruma. The reason that cannot be done is a din derabanan, because shemetashke. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda disagrees and says, true, midaraisa rusa bas Yisrael achelas betruma. But the reason midrabanan erisin is insufficient is because of simpa. No, we're concerned of the possibility of kedushei taos. All they had so far was erisin. Isn't there a possibility that at the time of nisuin, it will become clear that she had some glaring mum, a mum that would render the kedushin kedushei taos? So therefore, it will turn out that they were never married, and throughout this entire duration of time, she was eating truma, shelo kedin. So that is the reason, midrabanan, that we do not allow her to eat truma, either because of shemetashka, because of the reason of simpa. Rashi comments, simpa means something which smashes, which compromises, which breaks. Good. So you can have something which is a type of shover receipt, right, that compromises a shtar, simpa. Or here, you have something that will surface, right, that destroyed the marriage. No? Mumin. That the Gemara says in the Machlokas in Ula and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. So then what is the Machlokas in our sugya, Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona? So the Gemara has a couple possibilities. The Gemara Ksuvas in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph writes the following. The Mishnah Rishona is assuming Ula's reason of Shematashke. The Mishnah Rishon is of the opinion that you're right, immediately after Erisin, that's a concern, Shematashke. He'll go ahead and give her Truma, she's going to bring it to her house, she'll share it with her family members or Yisraelim. However, Higia Hazman, What's going to happen? The guy's not willing to undergo nisuin. The chachamim are imposing a chiyuv mizonos. So the Gemara comments, duch komi yachimu. He will set aside a separate place for her truma, where only she can go and eat, and therefore there's no concern of shematashka. So the reason our Gemara says, Mishnah Rishona, is higi azman, that ocheles betruma, is because duch komi yachimu, the reason of ula, is no longer applicable. And what about the Mishnah Achrona? The Gemara says the Mishnah Achrona is assuming like the Vivra of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Simple. Therefore, good duch komi yachidla. But you still have the possibility of Taos, of Mumin, Kedushay Taos, and therefore, Ad Shetikan Es L'Chuppah. That's one possibility the Gemara has in Ksuvas and Daf Nun Ches, Mishnah 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 Achrona. Then the Gemara, right, on the next Amud, Mechesimud Beis, suggests a further possibility. Maybe everyone agrees that the reason Midrabanan, that Arusa Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Shum, is because of Simpon. Why then does the Mishnah Mishon assume Higia Hazman, she's allowed to eat Shuma? The Gemara says, according to Mishnah Mishona, Bedika Schutz, Shma Bedika. He's hesitant, right, to support her and to provide truma. The Chamer insisting, before he will actually do so, right, he'll have some form of bedikas chutz to try to confirm that she does not have any glaring physical mumin. Rashi says, "Bekrovosel." No. Get one of his relatives, right, sister, his aunt, whatever, right, to see to it that she doesn't have any mumin before he supplies her with truma, and that. Surface, bedika is considered to be sufficient. Bedika schut, shma bedika. And the Mishnah Achrona assumes that's not true. That the possibility of mumin is real until mamish nisuin, because bedika schut is lo shma bedika. Those are three possibilities that you find in the Gemara, as simply to the Chiddush that our Gemara quotes, that ochlos betruma. Either the great Chiddush of Rabbah, that no, this is also true of schusei hafara, right, that this is considered to be kinesua damya, or that no, these are all details within the gzeira drabana. If it's because of shematashka, because duchem yachidah, if it's because of simpon, so then bedikas chod shma bedika. There's a fourth possibility, right, than understanding that this Mishnah Rishona. How is it that she's allowed to eat truma? And what is the machlokas between the Mishnah Rishona and the Mishnah Achrona? Midaraisa, as he mentioned, Arusa Bas Yisrael, Ocheles Betruma. She's allowed to eat Truma. It's only a Gzeira Drabanan, right, that she cannot do so. Either because of Shemetashke, or a Gzeira Drabanan because of Simpa. Good? Simple question. This Gzeira Drabanan, is this a low plug, or is it not? Was this Gzeira Drabanan instituted mamish categorically? Ad Shetikanes L'Chuppah, period? Or is that not true? When the Chshash really applies, let's say if Shematashka, yes. When there's a Chshash, a Simpon, then yes. If there is no such Chshash, the Gzeira does not apply at all. So if you look at that sugya, Ksuvas and Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, also the Gemara Kedushin and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes these two shitas, Ula and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shemetashke or Simpon. And the Gemara asks the following kasha, Ma binayu? What's the difference? Whether it's Shemetashke or whether it's Simpon. So the Gemara says that Ika binayu, I'll give enough kaminas lahalacha, Kibel, Mosar, Vaholach. Gemara mentions three enough kaminas, Kibel, Mosar, Vaholach. Kibel, what does that mean? Let's assume the husband explicitly kibel lav habalas amumin. Even if it will turn out that she has a certain glaring mumim, nonetheless, the marriage will be binding. So the Gemara says, no, in that case of kibel, so the whole reason of simpon is not shayach at all. But shemetashke is still relevant. So that's an important enough kamina, as ula as opposed to Shmuel Bar Yehuda. The second afkami the Gemara says is Masar. Masar ha'av l'shluchei habal. Or else, hola, what does that mean? Holchu shluchei avim shluchei habal. In those cases, what's the chiddush? Simpon is still possible. They didn't yet have nisuim. There's no clue as to whether she has mumin or not. But since she has already left the reshus of, there's no longer a fear of shematashka. Right? Masarav l'shluchei habal. So masarav, you're going to be afraid of shematashka. She's no longer reshus aviyah. So the Gemara says it's crucial to know what the din d'rabbanan of our Gemara is. Is it because of shematashka or is it because of simpon? Because there are three nafkaminas. Kibel masar v'holach. What's the great chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara seems to assume, without explaining to us why in the world it should be true, that this gzeira d'rabbanan, that ein arusa bas Yisrael achelas petruma, is not a lo klug. If the reason applies, then the halacha applies. And if the reason does not apply, then we'll fall back to the Ikar Hadin that Arusa Bas Yisrael Achelas Petruma. That's a very, very great chiddush. We normally assume that that's not the case. Last year we learned at length in Sechus Beis and Apeyam and Aleph, the principle of Dabar Shebeminyan, Tzarech Minyan Achela Hatiro. Once the Takana Derban was formulated, even if the reason no longer applies, nonetheless, the takan is still in force unless it was formally rescinded. Imam Mishni binin achla hatiro. And if botel tam, lo botel takan. The Gemara writes in Avodah Zarah, the Balamin Heimad Aleph, incredible chiddush, that when they used to make gzeros in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't discuss the gzera for a year. Right? They wouldn't even mention the reason for the gzera. Why? Because they were afraid of exactly this. That if they would mention the reason for the gzera, the Rabbanan, people would assume, well, when the reason doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. So Ula says that Kigazre gzera tibamarava lo megalo tama treser yarcha. They would first make sure the gzera was universally accepted. Once it was accepted, so then later they would start asking what was the reason that the gzera was instituted. If you go through that sugya, but Azara, beginning of Chavtes Medvei, the sugya of Gvina Sakum, the Gemara has so many shitas as to why Gvina Sakum is awesome. So you understand why there be so many shitas in the Din Daraisa. Why is the Torah forbids A or B? I understand. So many shitas in Tanayim and Amorim, why the Chachamim created a Gzera? Why was it such a secret? So it seems clear from the Gemara was a secret. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua, what was the reason for Gvina Sakum? And the Gemara answers, Yisi L'davar Acher. Rabbi Yeshua didn't want to answer. He changed the subject. It was very common for the Chachamim to conceal reasons for